Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, February 26, 2009. Palestinian man dies in Gaza due to the Israeli siege, and a boy is killed by an Israeli explosive device in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian patient died on Thursday at Gaza hospital after the Israeli army barred him from leaving the Gaza Strip for medical treatment abroad, Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported. The patient was identified as Hussam Hellis, 30, from Al Shuja'iyya neighborhood east of Gaza City. He suffered from a heart disease which the Israeli siege left Gaza hospitals unable to treat, as most of their equipment is out of service and their medicine stores are out of basic supplies. Hellas had all necessary papers and transfer documents, but Israel still barred his transfer. The Ministry of Health in Gaza said that with the death of Hellas, the number of patients, including children and elderly, who have died due to the Israeli siege has reached 291. The ministry added that Hellas is the 19th patient who dies this month due to the siege. In other news, a Palestinian resistance group calling itself Hezbollah Gaza announced that it fired two homemade shells at Israeli targets. Israeli sources said that these landed in the Negev area, causing damage but no injuries. Elsewhere, a Palestinian boy from Tubas city in the northern part of the West Bank was killed on Thursday afternoon after an explosive device left by the Israeli army exploded next to him. Doctors reported that Jamal Al-Fakha, 16, sustained injuries to his chest and abdomen. A metal object hit his heart, killing him. Meanwhile, medics said that other three young teenagers sustained moderate wounds due to the explosion. The Israeli army issued no statement regarding the incident. Also in the northern part of the West Bank, four Palestinian civilians were reported to have been kidnapped by the Israeli troops during pre-dawn invasions targeting the city of Jenin and nearby village of Ya'bad. Witnesses said that Israeli troops stormed Jenin, searched homes downtown, then kidnapped one civilian. Earlier on Wednesday night, local sources said that Israeli forces kidnapped three youths from the village of Ya'bad near Jenin whilst they were trying to plant an explosive device on the nearby settlers' road, military sources said. The families of the three boys told the media that the three were on their way back home and did not have any explosives with them. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Ishmawi.